to episode 18 of Concentrated, the podcast about all the stuff we find cool and interesting as nerds of color. I'm your host, Maria, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric.
I'm here. I just want to call out Manira, who was not ready when we said go. She's still playing on her phone. But hey, guys, I'm Eric.
And Manira.
Hi.
Oof. And also today we have our first guest and a supporter from the start, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike.
So you guys have been asking for it, and today we are finally going to talk about it. Anime! Yay! But first, it's time for Eric Does the News.
You guys done?
All right. Pew!
Okay. Well, since we agreed, we'll get deaths out of the way first. We have a pretty big one. We have Nobel Prize winning author Toni Morrison passed on August 5th. She is known for the acclaimed novel Beloved, as well as a couple other literary bangers.
Okay. Literary bangers.
If you're going to put out joints, then, you know, they got to be bangers. So
hot joints.
Yep.
Fair. Fair.
Yeah, that was sad. The nation mourns. She was a very prolific writer of color. So
yeah, she really was. I mean, she changed the game.
Good friends with Oprah.
Very good friends with Oprah.
Good friends with Obese.
The source of so many meme quotes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Powerful ones that it is insane. And just a general, you know, badass writer. So rest in peace to her and condolences to her family.
Yep. Moving along in less sad news, more annoying news. We have two new G.I. Joe movies coming.
Wait, what?
Yup.
Two of them. Pronounced awesome. I don't know if I would consider that annoying news.
Oh, yeah. Mike, don't get yourself kicked off the show and you haven't even had a chance to be a guest yet. No.
If you're new to the podcast, we love us some G.I. Joe and its problematic self. So, yeah, you have one that is going to be a full-on new G.I. Joe movie. New characters. Apparently one of them is named Chuckles. I don't know how that's going. The second one, though, is a solo movie about Snake Eyes, everyone's favorite mute ninja.
Yay!
No word yet on if Ray Park is coming back to play.
They're going
to
be both live action.
Yep,
of course. Why would they? Why would they spend the time to make a cool hand animated G.I. Joe movie? God forbid.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem. Fuck G.I. Joe movies. Okay, I'm done. They're never good.
Stop
ruining my childhood by making shitty G.I. Joe movies.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Ruin childhoods. Didn't you know?
Hey, did you like something in the past? Let's make it again. Mm-hmm. Let's make you hate it. But, you know, it's new. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Ugh.
Yeah, so there's no word if Ray Park will be back to play Snake Eyes, who played him in the first two movies.
Which would be the only redeeming thing.
Yeah, no word on The Rock if The Rock is coming back to play.
Please don't.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so you got those two in the works. G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
Just kill me now.
And in a little bit of aggravating news, we have a cancellation of a film that was supposed to come out in September, The Hunt, which was basically a movie about rich people hunting poor people.
Which is a thing that's been done.
Kind of topical. apparently in the wake of several mass shootings over the last couple weeks and President Shitbird saying that he was not a fan of the elite Hollywood and their racism towards conservatism, which is, they're not a race.
No.
Universal has...
ideology is not now...
Not a race.
Whatever.
Universal has decided to pull the film. So we don't know if it'll get a release later on DVD or Netflix or something, but right now there are no plans to release it, which sucks because it actually looked kind of cool. Yeah.
So listen, our circle of influence is not as sizable as others, obviously. But there is a problem when we are not releasing movies with gun violence in them. Walmart has pulled, and I know I'm pretty sure you saw that, Walmart has pulled all violent video
game posters and things like that.
Yeah,
advertisements.
From their shelf. Well, they're pulling the games too. Apparently they're not selling the games right
now. Oh, I wasn't sure. I didn't know they were pulling the games. I know they had pulled like the advertisements
so we're doing all of this instead of actually just addressing the problem of just better gun control laws. Yeah. Gun control, not gun bans. Like, we can
God
have
forbid
guns.
We do anything.
Well, no, it doesn't work. That's why there's so
But the president said it's because of violent video games. So.
Yeah, that's it. Me playing all of that Call of Duty is going to cause me to go postal somewhere. Get the fuck out of here.
14-year-olds playing Fortnite is going to make them get really pissed off and shoot everybody.
Maybe it'll make them build something.
Yeah.
You know.
Like a wall?
Right.
Jesus.
There you go.
All right, is that the end of your news?
That's all the news that I had. Again, I think that one's a bullshit story because I personally wanted to see The Hunt, and I thought it looked kind of fun.
Ridiculous.
So.
Well, I'm going to add on a news story. Since
you don't get to do that.
Well, I'm gonna, because you didn't do it.
You didn't tell me to, so.
No, I think Manira actually should be the one to add this one on, since she had to bring it to Eric's attention.
I knew about it already. Just saying. You guys complain when I bring it up.
Wait, what? No.
So I'll handle it, because I'm the motherfucking news guy.
No, I'm the news guy. I'm gonna handle it.
Guillermo del Toro got a walk on Hollywood. So what you got to say now?
Did Oscar he get a winner? Walk on Hollywood?
He got a star on the Walk of Hollywood.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because I'm pretty sure you could walk on it before.
I was not going to bring it up because you guys don't like it when I bring up, you know, influential and amazing people who do things for the Latino people.
Sir.
Oscar winner.
Sir.
Polymath.
Okay.
Multi-hyphenate.
You good?
Guillermo del Toro.
You good?
Are you good?
Yeah, no, I'm fantastic.
All right.
Please remember that your sister brought this up.
I'm just saying. You guys hate when I bring up greatness.
Listen, I read it and I let out a deep sigh and rolled my eyes harder than that goddamn rolling eyes emoji. But at the same time, I was
because
like, you
I'm
know
continually
what?
Right.
Yeah, God forbid people
him.
Be talented, right?
GDT is actually a great director,
yeah.
And we only give him shit because
GDT.
Eric loves him so
GDT.
Much.
GDT.
And we're really shocked that he like didn't. That wasn't the first news. Like,
because
hey guys, you
guys bitch when I talk about
do
it.
Do we?
So.
Yeah. That sounds a little sexist. We bitch.
You guys.
Is it because we're women?
No, because you guys are bitches.
You done?
Because dudes can be bitches too.
Mm.
Just saying.
Oh, we know.
Now I'm done, bitches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, move on.
And that's the news.
Walter Cronkite, that shit.
Oh, my Lord. All right, guys. So, you know, as we said, we were going to talk about anime today. And as a resident senior citizen on the show, my adventure into anime started before I even knew actually what anime was. As a kid in the 80s, I'm sitting here, I'm dating the hell out of myself right now. I watched Speed Racer and Voltron, both versions. I mean, obviously, the cats were better than the shitty vehicles. But whatever. Watched them both. And part of it was because our dad was basically a man-child and encouraged us to watch all the cartoons, and Voltron especially, with all of the action and robots and everything, was a pretty big favorite in our house. So, you know, fast forward to my early teens, and then Akira blew my little fucking mind. Like, I didn't know what to do with myself when I read Akira and then saw the movie. And then in my late teens...
I mean, clearly you get on your motorcycle and you go fight clown gangs.
Yes, yes, that's what you do. And yell things like, Tetsuo! But I digress. You know, in my late teens and my early adulthood, that's when I finally got my first official introduction into anime, thanks to Toonami. So for me... I really thought that my brothers and I were the only ones that really liked it. And, like, I never talked about these shows with my friends. I never was like, hey, did you guys see Gundam or whatever? Like, you just didn't. Because for me, my entire blurred community consisted of Eric, our brother Ray, and myself. I mean, I'd say dad, but we never actually had any meaningful conversations with him. It was like, hey, you see that shit? It blew up.
Yeah, he kind of just watches whatever's on TV.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, when you literally want to talk about how we kind of get into it, like we have this kind of evolution into it. Manir, we've never really talked about it before. Like, what was your introduction into anime?
My introduction started with my best friend from like the cradle, B, who lived across the street from me with her grandmother. And she would watch Sailor Moon. And because we were best friends, I would watch it too. It wasn't really my jam, but, you know, girls with cute little outfits. I enjoyed it.
Sailor Moon is still the jam.
Yeah, like, no, the girls at BlurCon.
BlurCon, like, they had a fucking gang.
They did, yeah.
They could have taken over that show if they wanted to.
Well, they just did a new Sailor Moon series relatively recently.
There is, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so I would watch it, but it wasn't really my thing. She loved it. I believe I know she has gone on to watch a bunch of other animes, but it wasn't my thing. Flash forward to middle school, high school. I started seeing, because my brother watched Dragon Ball, I started seeing Dragon Ball and I kind of wanted to get into it, but I also wanted to ask questions. Well, I had already been fighting with the guys at school about me liking sports, about me liking any kind of hip hop or anything like that, me liking any kind of alternative music, me liking basically anything that wasn't the stereotypical, you look like this, so you should like this. And because you are saying that you want to get into this, obviously you're lying. So let's give you a midterm basically on your knowledge of things. And if you don't,
AKA straight up gatekeeping.
Correct. Yes. So instead of dealing with that war, I didn't do anything with it. I just let it alone. Fine. You guys have that. I don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Fast forward to me dating your brother, Raymond. Shout out Mad Monkey.
That's he's such a lame. But continue. Stop.
He is very into the anime world.
Yeah.
He also does not push it on you. Well, me. But when he is really into something, he is really into something. So Dragon Ball Super or Dragon Ball Z?
No, it was Super.
Dragon Ball Super was getting ready to start up. And he was like, listen, I don't know if that's something that you're into, but I watch it. You don't have to watch it with me. And I'm like, no, you know, we'll get into it. Flash forward to me sitting there anytime that Saturday around the time that it would drop on, what is it,
Cartoon Network?
No, the other one.
It was not Crunchyroll,
no.
Was it?
Oh, he's going to kill me.
However it dropped.
Yes.
Whatever.
I would be like, hey, is it on? Can we watch it? Did that episode come on?
Because oh, no, it was Crunchyroll that you guys were watching.
Is it Crunchyroll? Yeah. Okay. So he was like, no, like it's not dropped yet, but I'm really excited that you enjoy this. Vegeta is my favorite. He's bae. I love him. Prince Vegeta does not get the love that he's supposed to.
Glad you have good taste.
Say that again?
I said, glad you have good taste.
Thank you. Yeah, no, he's the best. I also like Android 17 and 18. I liked the character arc that they went through on that. I guess it's story? Is it a story?
Well, they do character arcs like that, yeah. When Dragon Ball Z was coming out, they would they would take like a year off. And they're doing it with Super now, too, as well.
Yes, yes. I also liked the background that he told me on them and where they came and where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm slowly but surely getting into the anime thing. I'm not very big on it. I hate My Hero Academia, but we'll get into that.
Yikes! Just throw all the shade.
But I am trying to find my way. I want to get into Afro Samurai after Blurred Con and the lovely panel that we were on, which was what was it, problematic faves.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked what everyone was saying about it. I liked all the layers that they were saying about it, and
they also talked a lot about it in the appreciation versus appropriation panel as well.
Yes, that as well,
because of Afro and Ninja,
and that's what I like. I want to go through that and see how that makes me feel. Does that make sense?
Well, there's two movies. I think they ended up doing a series. Mike, you might know. They did an Afro Samurai series as well, right?
Yeah, they did. I never watched the series, but yeah, they did do an Afro Samurai series that apparently was pretty popular from what I'd heard, but yeah. I didn't give it a watch.
Okay. So, Mike, let's, you know, as your guest, because we're just blabbing away. Mm-hmm. So as our guest, like, how did you get into anime? What's kind of your take on that journey of kind of like getting into it and discovering your own?
Well, more or less, it is a pretty similar journey. You know, I mean, growing up, I watched a lot of the same things that you guys did. You know, you raised me. So, you know, I loved watching Voltron and G.I. Joe and like a lot of those. You know, a lot of that era of cartoon. And so as anime kind of became a little bit more accessible to me, you know, through TV and DVDs, you can go to a comic store and they'll sell like anime DVDs and stuff like
that. You run into the fortunate situation of being younger. And by the time you were starting to watch TV, like we had the internet and we had things like Toonami where they would play old shows. But even now you can go on services like Hulu and whatnot and you can find the older stuff that you might not have seen as growing up. So things that were new when I was a child are now new to you because you have that access.
Exactly. And it, you know, it also gives, you know, a lot of folks the ability to kind of view these things from a different lens and what may have been intended from when they were written or even how people had seen it when it was first released. I think a good example of that was, Manira, you brought it up earlier, Revolutionary Girl Utena.
Yes.
I haven't finished that either, but it's a phenomenal series. But yeah, that was the same, a similar kind of thing. You were saying that you had watched it when you were younger and, you know, you kind of liked it, but you didn't really like get the themes the same way until you went and rewatched it now. And you know.
My sister.
Yes. Your sister. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, but yes. It's a very interesting dynamic seeing just generationally mm-hmm. how older animes and how the fans of older animes shape the culture that would become the mainstream.
That's a really good
anime
point.
That we right. have now. You know,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that can even be said about things like Sailor Moon as well, because mm-hmm. you watching it now as an adult, you pick up on those different themes that you didn't notice as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, especially for kids of color who like a lot of times feel like they're kind of left out of the mainstream in a lot of different ways. Yeah. I feel like for a lot of us, it was easy to relate to these stories that were being told. And, you know, it was easy to digest these things, you know, just because it wasn't the same thing that we were used to seeing that we necessarily felt like we had to enjoy. You know, it felt like a little bit more of a natural attraction, so to speak.
So I want to ask a question. I think that so if listeners haven't figured it out, Mike is actually my son, and so I know that.
What?
I know. I don't know what happened there. Who are you? I think that coming up in a household full of, you know, family around him that were very much into these things, you know, there's definitely that plays into it. But I feel like for myself, I didn't really find my blurred community, true community, until I was an adult. And so as a millennial, like, do you, because you said something interesting about how like folks that watch the older animes kind of shape the culture. Do you feel like in that any way, shape or form made it easier for you to find like your community that you could really have these conversations with outside of like the family and your brothers and things like that? Or do you still think that there was a challenge there being a person of color, finding that community to talk anime?
For a period of time, yes, it was really hard for me to, you know, find other other nerds of color who appreciated the same sorts of things that I appreciated. And, you know, I think a big part of that is just a lot of POCs, especially when we're young, you know, we feel like we have to kind of conform to certain things. Mm-hmm. And it makes it harder for us to enjoy the kinds of things we may or may not want to enjoy. So growing up, I know I had a hard time finding other nerds who were into the same kinds of things that I was into. But you know, after things like Toonami, after things like, you know, Jetix, Saturday morning cartoons, Disney XD, like as anime kind of started becoming, like I said, a lot more accessible to a lot more people. I think some of the stigmas that existed early on in America, in anime's cultural exposure to Americans, I think a lot of those opinions kind of started shifting. And as communities of anime fans started kind of building into each other, expanding and kind of crossing over as all the different genres of anime attracted, you know, some crossover fans. It definitely created a really wide network of support for a lot of people, which I think has definitely come into flourish in the past few years, you know, the past like maybe 6-7 years or so.
So when you found, like, because you said, you know, finding your nerds, did you find that you had to, that you went through like the same thing that Manera did, where it was like, but you don't look like me, so I need you to prove to me that you really are into this anime? Like, did you find like your nerds treated you differently because you were blurred, or did you naturally find like that blurred community for yourself?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I was very lucky in a sense that some of the circles that I was in growing up, I wasn't the only person of color. And so any of these kinds of concerns that I had, or like any of these feelings that I may have been feeling, I was able to kind of bounce off of these other people in my group. But there were definitely a lot of gatekeeping. I think I did not I luckily didn't have to deal with much of it because, you know, I'm a guy.
You're a guy, yeah.
It's right. Mostly reserved for women, let's be honest. But definitely, I definitely had a few periods in my life where, you know, folks were like, oh, you're really into this kind of stuff? I kind of don't really think you are. Let me just see if you know what you're talking about, if you're just yanking my chain.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, when you're into something that you kind of may get picked on. I know some people get picked right. on for the things that they like. You're a little reluctant to share those kinds of things. You know, you're reluctant to let other people in as well because maybe they just want to make fun of you.
It's an unfortunate side effect. Like when you're into something that is that you feel is your own thing, like when someone else comes along and they might be different from you. They might be a woman. They might be a person of color. Like you immediately you want to hold on to it and make sure that no one else is coming in to ruin what you love.
Exactly.
So, you know. Thankfully, nowadays, it's not as bad. It is still pretty bad. But, like, you know, some people are willing to hear you out before they immediately dismiss you.
So, Eric, I got a question for you.
I got a question for you. Why are you asking me questions?
Oh, shit.
It's because I want to.
All right. Well, that's an answer. So, boom. We did it. Fucking we made it, guys.
Do you feel like you have ever personally gatekept on any of the animes that you were into?
Shit, I have.
Yeah, I may have. I may be guilty of it myself and not even realized it. But like, in the same way, like when I started watching anime, it was in the late 90s in high school. And I didn't have many friends. The couple of friends that I did have were into the same thing.
Right.
And I didn't realize at that point because I went to, you know, a hood high school.
Shout out Suitland Rams.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of white people. So the only people that I talked to were people, you know, Black and Hispanic people. So I assumed that everybody was like that. I didn't realize the whole cultural stigma behind it. Yeah. I just thought we were nerds. So like growing up, watching things like, you know, Akira and I don't think enough respect is given to Cartoon Network for greenlighting the whole Toonami thing on Adult Swim. Because that's when a lot of people my age first discovered real anime or a constant series because they started with shows like Outlaw Star and Dragon Ball Z, Gundam Wing. So, like, from there, you go back and you're like, oh, okay, well, this was really cool. I'm going to go watch something else like it. Right. A lot of people went back and looked at the original Gundam series, which has 30-plus years of back history before Wing, which came out in 2000. So it's the same thing. Like, when Gundam came out, if I talked to somebody about Gundam, I didn't believe that they were into it because I only knew that me and two friends were into it. So I may have done it myself and not even realized it.
Question. Have either of you... or all three of you, ever had someone say, oh, you might like this anime, and if you don't like it, kind of get a backlash towards it?
Yep. Absolutely.
throw in some shade at some, what is it, Airbender?
Avatar The Last Airbender?
Yeah.
Just not an anime, but, you know.
It's not?
No,
because it's drawn in Korea, and it's done by American writers.
Okay. Didn't know that. But in the same vein.
Good. But it's held in the same regard as like some classic anime. It's a very good story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in fairness to you, that's kind of a blurred line to me because I feel like there are certainly things that I have watched like Avatar that were not technically anime. And it's like, but really? Because it feels to me like an anime.
Yeah. And I mean, the term anime is basically just referring to things from Japan, which thankfully, like when anime started coming out in the late 80s, early 90s, like people referred to it as Japanime, which was annoying to say the least because it's no, animation drawn in Japan.
That's
so.
That's not a problematic term at all.
Right.
Yeah. What? This Oriental cartoon?
Oh.
Yeah. See how much that stings?
That's a little brutal.
Yeah, thankfully, you know, now you can kind of differentiate what is anime, what is drawn in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and shows like Avatar and like the newer Voltron by the same guys that did Avatar and even She-Ra and stuff like that, they're American.
Yeah.
But they you can easily look at them and see that they have heavy roots in anime. Like the people that drew them and created them grew up on anime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's an influential thing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, for sure. To answer your question, though,
yes.
I have definitely been in situations where, you know, anybody who knows me already probably knows where this is going, where people like a very popular and long-running series that is recommended oftentimes to a lot of people, and I think is really dumb, and I hate it. And a lot
Your
of my friends
tone
give
seems
me,
very
give me
pointed.
which series would that be?
One Piece. Yeah, if we're gonna get into it, I hate One Piece.
Right. Why?
It's.
Could you give the background on it first?
Okay.
A lot all of right, people
for,
don't
the, for those of you who don't know One Piece, it's a story about a boy who wants to be the king of the pirates. And in order for him to do that, he's got to find a treasure called One Piece. More or less, that's what the story is.
Okay.
Also, there are pirates in this universe.
You wouldn't know it, if I can be honest with you. So the kid eats a magic fruit that gives him the power to stretch his
body.
Yeah,
he has, like, stretchy limbs, like Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
You would think it would be like Mr. Fantastic. Apparently, he can do a whole lot of other nonsense with it, and I'm not going to get into it. But the stipulation to eating this magic fruit is that you can't get in the ocean. If you get in the ocean, you'll die. You'll just drown, and you can't swim, and that's the end of it.
Sounds like a big problem for a pirate.
Right. And so his bright fucking idea is to get all of his pals together and get on a boat for 900 volumes. No, I have no interest in why. It's stupid.
It does have a lot of episodes.
Oh, okay.
And everybody looks for all the women look exactly the fucking either if you're either a gross monstrosity or you are the same hot lady that has been everywhere in that in this series. It's boring. I don't like it. But people love it. I'm not going to sit here and say how all 900 trillion people who love that series have bad taste, but
but you think they all have bad taste.
But that I shit's think whack.
So. they aren't even pirates.
Okay.
Oh, so that's actually great that you said that, because I know when I'm introduced to new anime, I ask two questions. One, is there violence?
Right.
Two, is there a bunch of magic? Like, drawing styles aren't the biggest issue for
me. Gotta watch Black Clover.
But I do really appreciate, you know, when a style is unique.
Right.
So, like, those are the things that I, like, always want in my anime. Mike, let's start with you. What do you look for in an anime that you really get into?
So, for me, the biggest thing that probably draws me into an anime is its stylistic choices. And that's not specifically rooted to like artistic choices.
Mm-hmm.
I really like good character design. I like good world building. You know, I like certain tonalities that are constant in your narratives as well. You know, so I don't necessarily have to always have like One Punch Man action kind of anime. You know what I mean? I love stuff like All Ron Host Club and School Rumble and, you know, things that are generally like not action oriented. But like I said, I look for interesting characters. I look for good world building, and I look for good stylistic and design choices. And those are probably the things that stand out most to me in my animes. You know, a lot of other things I can like kind of. Yeah, I can like if your story is stupid, whatever.
Right.
I just want to see the cartoon man and his big sword.
Well, that's another thing about anime is that there is no shortage of like story styles. Like, it's not just, you know, one guy saving the world. A lot of them are there's an anime about basketball. There's an anime about, you know, just random sports. There's an anime about food. Food Wars is actually kind of good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. There's romance animes. Mm-hmm. There's harem animes. It's not just, you know, Dragon Ball Z style where it's, you know, one guy fighting another for 800 episodes. So there's a lot.
Hey.
There's a lot of variety in anime. So it's really up to what you're into. Like, just the animation style itself, yeah, you can look at it and go, that looks cool. But then you start digging into the story and you're like, all right, well, I'm into this because I like blah, blah, blah.
So what are you into?
It takes a lot for me to get into an anime. I would say my criteria is, one, looking at the animation style.
Mm-hmm.
Two, looking at the voice cast. I know I'm in the serious minority here when I say that I enjoy dubs over subs. That is a argument that is as old as time itself on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That basically just means that I prefer an American dub over the original Japanese voice actors. And I say that because, one, I don't have to sit there and read subtitles. I can put it on in the background and still pay attention to it. I don't have to sit there and be glued to the screen reading. But also, I feel like a lot of American voice actors kind of do a better job, especially when it comes to the female characters.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Most of the female characters kind of sound the same to me when they have the original Japanese. And they're doing a better job nowadays of casting diverse females.
Mm-hmm.
But it also just comes back to, can I watch this without having to look directly at the screen for the entire 22 minutes of an episode?
That is where you and I differ, because I love to read.
Really?
So I literally have subtitles on for everything.
Yeah, no. I'll put on subtitles for like even a movie in English if I'm watching it. But again, I don't want to have to sit there the entire time. I constantly multitask, so I'm constantly doing other things.
It
I can't just sit down
and
watch
television.
It stops
me from multitasking because I know that I have to read it, or else I won't know what's going on.
I would say my other big thing is how many episodes are there. If it's a movie, I'll sit down and watch a movie all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit there for 300 episodes.
What?
If I can watch an anime that is 26 episodes, like, that's why I always recommend Cowboy Bebop or things like that are 26 episodes and done, start to finish. I don't want to sit there for 4 years watching an anime.
Okay.
And that might just be me and my lack of attention span, but it's a lot.
Okay.
No, I definitely agree with you there. I mean, I think a lot of shonen anime especially have a really hard time knowing when you got to pull the freaking plug.
Let's do this one anime for 1,000 episodes. Looking at you, Naruto.
Or Gundam, the original.
Gundam needs 1,000 more volumes. Okay?
Well, see, the thing about Gundam is it's not just one story. So they'll be like, oh, well, this is Gundam whatever or Gundam Wing. Because Gundam Wing is even, I think, only 60 episodes or something along that line. And then you're done.
I didn't mind Gundam Wing, but I tried to, after watching Gundam Wing, get into like Gundam, like the original Gundam. I was like, no, I can't.
Fun fact, you talk to a Gundam like purist and they disown Wing. They hate it. Like, this is trash.
I like
what Wing. Is this abomination? Yeah, I love it because it was my first introduction to Gundam outside of the original Gundam as a child, which I watched on the international channel. Same thing with Dragon Ball. Like when Dragon Ball was coming on in the late 90s, it wasn't in English before it came to Toonami. You'd have to go to the international channel on Sunday nights, and they did not play it with subtitles. So I would watch it and then go to school on Monday and talk to friends about it. And we'd be like, yeah, I think Vegeta's mad, but he always looks like that.
You literally can't tell. Know.
This could be great. I mean, he could just be really happy. Mm-hmm. But that again, subs versus dubs. If had it been dubbed, which I'd love the American dub, I would have understood it.
You know, funny enough.
But you took it where you could get it at that point.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true. But kind of on the subject of like subbing and dubbing things, and actually Dragon Ball Z specifically, if you know, it's funny thinking about like how it didn't have subtitles and how you guys kind of just had to sort of figure it out.
Yeah, we had to feel it out.
If you look at like the abridged series that people do on YouTube for a lot of different stuff, it's more or less kind of that.
Yeah.
I think Dragon Ball Z abridged is probably a really good example. I mean, because it tells the story in pretty much the exact same way that the actual narrative does, but it's a lot more digestible. And I think that going from subs to dubs has that effect for a lot of people. It makes it a lot more digestible, not just from having to read stuff, but just, you know, there are colloquialisms that make more sense. There are speech patterns that can be a little bit more relatable. You know, a lot of
plus
those
you,
kinds
you,
of things.
You come to learn and love voice actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Steve Bloom, everyone knows Steve Bloom if you've watched any anime that's dubbed into English. He was the voice of Spike Spiegel on Cowboy Bebop. He's been the voice of damn near everything. And even in American cartoons, he's on everything. He's on Star Wars shows. You hear this guy's voice and you know who it is. It's kind of like Kevin Conroy when it comes to Batman.
Right.
Like when I hear Kevin Conroy, I know that's exactly Batman. I don't care what you're doing. Even when I read Batman comics, in my head, I hear Kevin Conroy. Same thing with Mark Hamill.
So I have a question for Manera, because I feel like right now this is something I do and it's just because I'm me. Do you ever watch Dragon Ball, the dub, but then cut on the subtitles to the TV? And notice that they don't fucking match up at all.
Oh yeah,
yes.
That is so fun.
Yes.
All right, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I know Manera personally doesn't like the English dub of Dragon Ball.
I don't.
I love the English dub of Dragon Ball.
Is it because you just want to hear Frieza's voice?
I mean,
you love Frieza.
I agree with you on that. I love Frieza's voice too.
It's beautiful. Like he is a racist piece of shit, but it is beautiful to hear him speak. And like I get a chill because like he is the villain for me.
Yeah.
And I get like this chill on my spine, like something's gonna happen and I know he hates Vegeta. Please don't hurt him.
Oh my god.
Listen, I care about him so much. Mm-hmm. But in that same vein, to you guys' point on what you look for, I look for a good secondary arc. Like the secondary character. I usually don't identify with the lead. I identify with the second, third, fourth, what's going on in the background.
Yeah. So you just love you some Krillin?
Well, I know that a lot of people do. I don't. But
yeah,
I love his wife.
Everybody knows it's all about Yamcha.
I'm a Yajirobe man myself.
Yajirobe all day.
It's always about the greatest stepdaddy ever. All right. Always about
Piccolo.
Always about Piccolo. All right.
The greatest dad in anime history.
No matter what anyone says, that's great black representation.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's so funny that you say that. Because, yeah, so many people that I've ever talked to about Dragon Ball, like, nah, Piccolo's black. Like, I get that he's green, but nah, he ain't green. He's black. Like, he is black. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Fight us in these streets.
It's like the meme where it's like Uncle Phil and Carl Winslow and then Piccolo. And it's like, who's the best black dad on television?
Yep.
Piccolo.
He didn't even ask to adopt that kid.
He was like, I'm going to take your kid because you're a piece of shit dad, Goku.
Right.
He really is.
Go die and be in the afterworld and get stronger. Guess what? I'm building a stronger bond with your child.
I hate that so much.
you know, I think it's interesting, though.
Everybody remember Piccolo when it comes to Father's Day.
If we don't see Piccolo memes from all of our listeners on Father's Day, like, we've got problems. I think it's interesting, though, just kind of where you are, what you end up liking. Because, you know, we have men in this conversation. We have women in this conversation. And I find it very interesting that as women...
It's about time us men get some representation on this podcast. Oh, dear
Lord, what are you doing, sir?
So no more male guest ever?
Nope. Yes. We're good.
It's been
we're
a
good.
Clam
it's
been, fry out
it's,
here.
It's been great, Mike, but see ya.
Yeah, Mike, sucks to suck. You're not coming back ever.
Sidebar, Eric, your days are number two.
You guys set up the computer then.
Aw, bitch, YouTube was invented for a reason. We will.
All right. Whoop. You know you'll just get distracted with cat videos and you'll go watch Vegeta clips.
You're not wrong about
Vegeta clips.
Yeah, we would get nothing done. But I find it interesting that even in this conversation, we're kind of breaking the norm, right? Because when you talk to people, and as a woman, if you say, yeah, I'm into anime, people are automatically are like, oh, so you like Sailor Moon?
Right.
Nah. Like,
I mean, you can, but you can also like everything else too.
Right. Right. But I think that the assumption that as a woman,
that you have to like the girly animes,
have to like the girly animes is ridiculous, because I want all the blood, all like, I don't want to, like, I'm sure that maybe there could be a romance anime that I could get into,
but that's not what I'm here for.
That's not what I'm here for.
You might want to watch some weird shit like Parasite or, you know, something crazy like that. You don't need to watch the girly animes with fucking, you know, all that bullshit.
I feel like I am getting...
Don't listen to him. Watch Peach Girl.
What is Peach Girl?
Do we even want
to
know?
I don't know
I'm almost afraid to ask because I've never heard that
one. This is why
we
brought in a fourth party. So.
No. It's cute.
I was say, peep us to some weird shit.
It's cute.
No, it is. It's an old anime about a girl. She moves to a new school and she's going to like make friends and be popular. It's really nice. I like it a lot. There's a lot of love stories going on. She's
your cheeks
hot.
Are so high now that you're
I
talking
know,
about it.
I know, he's like all
it.
Smiling. Like, I mean, he just fell
again,
in love
but that,
again.
That proves the norm. Mike is a heteronormative male who enjoys this anime about a girl in a new school.
I mean, we think you are. We don't know.
Yeah.
Look. Is that how you don't have to label yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're single. You can go ahead and, you know, put your stuff out
that
there.
Is not what we're here
save,
for.
Oh, sorry. No.
Save
wait, we're not doing nerd Twitter. Hookups? Because I thought that was part of the show. I thought we were here to hook folks up.
No, that's at the end when you talk about the Facebook.
My bad. We'll come back to that.
Geek to Geek.
The right. We'll circle back to that.
So
that was an actual dating service.
Geek was it?
To Geek?
It was, yeah. I'm a single man. I've been on them all.
What's going on there?
Not great.
Nothing. That's the problem.
Yeah, nothing. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. All right. So now we talked a little bit about what we look for in our anime. I think this is where we really start to get juicy. I think it's time to start talking recommendations because we've got some of our fans that have, like Jinkies, for example, that's like, hey, give me all the new anime.
Well, perk up, Jinkies.
You better be listening, girl. So I think it's time to kind of get into that. So, Eric, we are going to start with you. What would you suggest our listeners get into?
As a standard, like I said, I will recommend Cowboy Bebop to anyone, like male, female, whatever you identify as. Cowboy Bebop's just a good story. It's about space cowboys. There's a lot of jazz in it. And on the same vein, Samurai Champloo, which is from the same creator.
I just finished it again. I love it so much. Champloo, man.
Yeah, it's a fantastic anime. It's 26 episodes, one and done. There's a movie as well. You don't have to watch the movie because the movie takes place between one of the episodes, like 22 and 23. Not completely necessary. It's just a good show. It's excellently drawn. It's one of the ones where I say watch it with the English dub because there's a couple of episodes where there are black characters. And it's something, maybe it's just me, but when I watch an anime with black characters and I hear a Japanese guy doing it, it kind of rubs me the wrong way. Yeah. So at least when they do the English dub, they have an actual black person come in and do the voice. So
is this Cowboy Bebop you're speaking
Cowboy
about?
Bebop, yeah.
See, I just did that with Samurai Champloo. Of course, watched it with the English dubs, but we watched it with the subtitles. And for me, it was very interesting because even the context of what was written, because obviously they were translating it, like transcribing it, was so different than what they were actually saying and the context you got when you heard the words.
Yeah. Well, there is also a thing where people will go online and like people who speak Japanese will rate the translation and the subtitles based on how accurate it is to actual Japanese. There's so many little subcultures of people who will do that with anime.
So now, are your recommendations, to be clear, more for like a new anime person?
Yeah, I would say anyone coming into anime who's never watched anime before, or you may have seen just Dragon Ball. The majority of people, that is their intro to anime. Yeah.
It's a great
Dragon
intro.
Ball.
Yeah. Let's,
and yeah. especially in like the minority community, mm-hmm. that was the first anime that we saw. And a lot of people, there was an article, I believe it was done by Kotaku, about why black men love Dragon Ball so much. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good read. I'll post the link in the show notes.
Yeah, I've got a couple of articles to add to that.
And
that
it's a really surprising link. And it's just kind of, it was the right thing at the right time for the right people. Right. And it kind of all came together. So I just recommend, if you've seen Dragon Ball and you're like, well, where do I go from here? Cowboy Bebop is something that you can do in a weekend and be done.
Now, I have a question, though, because along the same vein, I never got into, and Mike, correct me here, is it Naruto or Naruto? Because I've heard people pronounce it both ways.
How much of an asshole do you want to be?
Right, honestly.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Most people pronounce it Naruto, but I like saying Naruto.
Oh, yeah, I like Naruto. It makes more sense.
I know it's
sense
wrong,
to me.
But I enjoy it.
All right, well, I'm going to try to be correct, so we're going to say Naruto. But I definitely read and saw some things around, because I've never watched it, mm-hmm. but the idea that, like, for a lot of millennials, Naruto has that same effect that Dragon Ball Z did, because
exactly.
literally mm-hmm. it is a kid who no one in his village wants, and they treat him like a complete pariah until they need him.
Yep.
And, like, if that's not something, if there is not a story more telling for minorities.
Say, with Dragon Ball, like, Goku is a literal alien.
Right. Right, and knows nothing of his past. Wakes up, doesn't know who the hell he is, doesn't know his history, doesn't realize
he's just
a badass
boy
Saiyan.
And who wants to fight things.
Right, right. So have you watched Naruto? Like, would that be in your...
No, it's one of those things when I heard about Naruto and I...
Naruto. Please pronounce
I'll say it however the fuck I want.
Hell yeah.
Naruto. When I heard about it and I was like, oh, this sounds kind of cool. It's ninjas. And then somebody told me how long I've been running and how there's more than 100 episodes. It's like, nope, I'm just going to nope
right
out of
this
one. That I don't have the time nor the attention span. And then I went and did Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood instead, which I also recommend Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
You and a
not
lot
the original.
Of people.
It's a really good story. It is about, you know, about these two brothers who basically in this world magic exists, and there's this thing called the laws of equivalent exchange. So if you want something, you have to give something. And them learning alchemy, they're trying to bring back their dead mother from the dead, and it goes all wrong. One of them loses an arm and a leg, the other loses his entire body, and like in a last ditch effort to save his little brother, he puts his essence in this suit of armor. So the suit of armor comes alive and is now his little brother, who is younger than him, but now his little brother is 8 feet tall in a giant piece of mechanical armor. And it's basically about them trying to, like, in the world they have, the law is basically alchemists and, you know, people using alchemy for evil, so they have to go around and they're lending their services to the government to try and stop people from basically making the same mistake they did, where they sacrificed too much. They were being greedy with alchemy.
Ooh.
So I recommend that as well. That, I believe, Brotherhood, which is the series that came out after the original Fullmetal Alchemist, is recommended by everyone because Brotherhood is closer to the actual manga and closer to the creator's original interpretation. So it's got a definitive beginning, middle, and end.
Okay.
There's nowhere near as many filler episodes. It's only 60 episodes, and then it's done. And I recommend that because, it's beautiful. It's beautifully drawn. I actually watched it in Japanese first, and I've watched the American version, English dub after. Both are really good. So,
huh. Yeah, that sounds like it has everything that I need in it.
And it has a lot of violence. Magic.
Violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super heavy stuff.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really great secondary characters. So you're not just on looking at the Elric brothers.
Okay. All right. So, Manera, let's have you go next. Do you have any that you would recommend?
That's just series. I haven't recommended any movies. If you guys want to talk about movies too,
yeah.
I mean,
let's start.
Yes,
I was saying, do we want to like circle back? Like, let's go through the shows first and then do movies.
Nope. Let's go right to movies.
I guess I will go fuck myself.
Yeah, all right,
thanks, Manir.
No, I mean, I've watched more movies than I have series because movies, like I said, I can get this done in 90 minutes to 2 hours and be done here. I have the whole story. But like, of course, Akira. If you've never seen Akira, do yourself a favor. Go blow your mind for 2 hours. That's Akira. I would also say things like Perfect Blue, which is kind of a horror, not horror, but so much like a thriller.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it's really well drawn. Classics like Ninja Scroll, things like that.
I almost forgot about Ninja Scroll. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the one that I saw recently in theaters? It was not Gigantor. It was Mazinger. Mazinger Z.
Nice.
They put out a new movie it takes place like 20 years after the original. It's fantastic, and it's a blend of like traditional animation and CG.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giant robots punching each other in the face. So if you're into that.
Rock'em Sock'em?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can never be mad at that.
No, yeah. Not at all.
So yeah, give those a shot. And those are all you can find them on like Hulu or Netflix. So
Netflix
and Hulu
are
killing it with anime.
With anime. Like literally.
If you're one of those people that watches anime so often that you have to have the up to the minute, like as soon as it drops in Japan, they have the sub the next day, then yeah, invest in Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're one of those people who's like, I've never heard of this, it came out 3 years ago, you can definitely find it on Netflix or Hulu.
How much is Crunchyroll will set you back?
I believe it's like $10 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, like $10
a month. Yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, maybe not for the instant, but you know, I'm always an advocate of all the shit that we pay for, get what you can.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime has a shit ton of like what looks like to me obscure ass anime that I've never heard of,
yeah.
but there is a ton of it.
It is.
And that's included in free in your Prime membership.
Right. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And I just started going into Prime Video, and it's a wormhole that
I can't get
out of.
Yeah, there's something like exclusive to Prime that I saw that I actually wanted to see. And I was like, I have Amazon Prime. Why do I not?
Right.
They've got a lot of great shows, and it just shows the power of anime and the influence. Because a lot of networks now are pushing anime more because they know people want to watch it.
Right.
Netflix and Hulu particularly.
Netflix is coming out with all of these originals.
Yeah,
like,
and they're,
when
they're
I start talking about my
originals.
Recommendations, like... I think at least two or three of them are actually like Netflix original shows,
yep.
and I love them.
Do you want to talk about
it? Nah, bitch, because you're going first.
Well, my recommendations are from our page. They're from our listeners. The first one is Black Lagoon. Michael, have you...
Black Lagoon is cool.
Okay.
Black Lagoon is one of those series that isn't too... It's not like too ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like it's serious enough that... folks who may not necessarily like a lot of anime but still like kind of gunslinging action they would find enjoyment in Black Lagoon. It plays out like a late 80s action movie in how it's you know, in how the series is presented. It's got really serious, it's got some over the top action scenes. It's cool. Black Lagoon is cool. If you guys haven't already seen it, it's a little old, but
our listener John M recommended it, and he said it doesn't have the quote unquote typical anime tropes.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you agree?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, it is an anime, so every now and again there are a little anime things, but no, it's very, very good.
And all right,
so I have a question. So,
sure.
So do you want to go through all of our listeners now, or do you want to? Because I think we should probably hold them for grab bag.
God no. I was just these are some like that jumped out at
cool.
I gotcha. Princess Tutu,
so
fairy tale / ballet.
So I haven't actually watched Princess Tutu, but I have a friend who loves it, and basically, more or less, it's about like a girl, and she has to like. I think she like has feelings for somebody, and she has to like win his heart by doing all these like different. It's really cute.
So that
I don't
would
know
be
a lot
in the vein
it, it's,
of
it's good
romance.
Stuff. Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
And then, I believe you're gonna have to help me with this. Kuroko and Basket.
Oh, Kuroko and a Basket. That's the basketball one.
Okay.
That's the one
okay.
with the guys playing basketball. It's really over the top. Like if you'd like never watched basketball before or like never heard of it, and you had seen Kuroko no Basket, and you were like, "Oh, this looks like a fun game," it would blow your freaking mind.
I saw one episode, and I was like, "What in the entire hell is going
like,
on?" It is
like
insane.
Shadow stepping and like throwing fake balls and
It reminded me of the live action Japanese movie Battlefield Baseball. Which I believe is based on a manga, but it's very much like that, where everybody has superpowers and kind of like Shaolin Soccer as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy like that.
Okay.
It's nuts.
Well, those recommendations are from Eric M. and Chris K. All three of them are our listeners. So thank you.
Awesome.
I will be checking them out.
Keep listening.
Yes.
Also that. Please, bring more friends. So I guess, Mike, you want to go next? You want me to go next? What are you thinking? I'll go next because I know you're going to have like some stuff that'll probably blow our minds. So I've
don't
been,
build it up like that.
Well, you're awesome. Everything is awesome. No, you're not awesome. I'm joking.
What?
Dick move.
Fuck.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, if you're a guest on our show, we're not always just going to be nice to you and be like, oh, you're so great.
Who invites
you catch
somebody
it like everybody else.
Tea, and then
catch
like,
these
oh,
hands.
Fuck your shoes.
You catch these hands like everybody else on the
when
show.
When did we say you were getting tea?
As an example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
You're not getting any tea.
No, you come on the show, you
clearly not
shit.
Now. I'm not getting nothing but a hard time from you guys.
We drink coffee in this motherfucker.
Well, some of us drink tea.
Of course you do, you fucking yanks.
Fucking
yikes.
Nerds.
So what's your recommendations, Michael?
Well, right now I've actually been really, really enjoying Black Clover. It is basically about it's about a kingdom where everybody is magic and everybody gets a magic grimoire that is a book of spells for them to use. And these two kids, Asta and Yuno, one of them is born without any magical power and the other one has a whole lot. And they grow up together as orphans and they basically...
It sounds like a muggle.
Yeah, he's more or less a muggle. But yeah, then they go, they both manage to get magic books and now they just kind of like are rivals to each other as they work through the turmoils of the kingdom that they live in. I don't want to get too into the story, but it's a lot of fun. The characters are super cute. Stylistically, like I was saying, it's got a lot of really good points.
Yeah.
I love the storytelling of the kingdom. I like the... I like the clothes that everybody's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the stuff that people do with the magic. All of the fights are, I mean, at least the important fights are incredibly well animated. I generally have a little bit of an issue with 3D animation in my anime. Not that 3D animation is bad. I just have a preference for traditional 2D animation. And Black Clover does it really, really well.
I know it's a sore subject for a lot of anime fans. Like, where do you draw the line between, like, traditional hand-drawn anime mm-hmm. and computer-generated? Stuff like Netflix's Ultraman adaptation is completely... It's an anime, but it's completely computer-animated.
It's good, too.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
It's not bad.
Yeah, Kengan Ashura is like that, too, which is one of my recommendations. It's a complete CG, and it's amazing.
Well, on the subject... Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba is another one that I've been loving right now. It is mostly 2D, but there are a few sequences that are 3D, and the transition is very, very seamless. It can be kind of hard to tell sometimes, and because the show is generally so dark, the lighting doesn't give it away that it normally would in a lot of other animes, but it's really, really good. A lot of people have been really enjoying Demon Slayer right now. I am going to go out on a limb here and say... Some of you guys might enjoy something kind of ridiculous. And if you haven't already watched it, please watch Kill la Kill. It's awesome.
That is one of the things that was highly recommended to us.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love it. A girl transfers to a new school and gets beat up for what she's wearing. And I love every minute of it. Yeah, please definitely watch it.
Is that the one where she's basically wearing like suspenders and a bikini bottom?
Yep. And that's literally all he gives us.
That's it. That's all you're going to give us. You just got to go down that wormhole.
Please go down the wormhole. Go down the wormhole of this like
it's very popular
biker girl just beating people up.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Right.
If you guys want something that's a little bit of a slow burn, I got one more recommendation. A little old. But Beck Mongolian Chop Squad. It is an anime about an alternative band in Japan and a guy who is trying to be their new lead guitarist. It's a great story, a great narrative. I mean, if you guys just want something that you can enjoy, characters that you can relate to, you know, experiences that you can draw from and you know, kind of something along that vein, then I really recommend you guys go ahead and watch Beck Mongolian Chop Squad as well.
It sounds like it's going to get us in the feels because it sounded like you were in the feels.
Oh, it's absolutely in the feels. I
just want to watch from the title.
The guy's like sitting at a pool. And he's like the girl he's like is with him and they're like singing to the moon and I'm just like, oh man, my heart right now. It's good. Please watch it.
Jesus.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Yeah. You went some places. I liked it. I like what you did there.
I mean, that goes into the questions that we asked on like Facebook and Twitter, mm-hmm. like what's an anime that gets you in the feels?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah. So like I said, lots of violence and magic. So I'm not super, super into the feels, but I think that I'm willing to try them out. I am going to go back to my original point around Netflix. So my two recommendations are actually both Netflix originals. The first one is, I just mentioned it, Kengan Ashura. And it's completely done in CG. It has a very like metal soundtrack to it. But what it's basically about is like in this world, corporations handle all of their business decisions and transactions by hiring fighters who basically beat the shit out of each other and kill each other to decide these deals. Eric,
do you have an issue with
stashing it up.
I was quiet. I pushed him away from the microphone.
Oh, my God.
Michael, as a guest of the podcast, would you like some of these delicious
pistachios? Michael, don't you have one of those pistachios? No, Michael, don't you do it.
These are salt and pepper pistachios.
Yeah, wait, do we get pistachios?
No, because you hate them.
I'm going to take this pistachio and I'm going to push it real
quick. Oh, my God. Maria, so when we start our podcast, what would you like to call it?
Eric's a bitch.
Ooh, or I'm better, excited about
it. Or better, Eric is a biggity bitch. I think that's the best name of a podcast ever.
Ooh, it rolls off the tongue. It's
so well.
Actually,
yeah.
One more thing.
These are good, right? The salt and pepper hits you. I'm just saying.
Both of you right now.
But on something a little bit more topical.
Yeah, that's why you're choking on that damn pistachio.
The choking?
They're a little dry. I usually keep water.
My favorite manga, which had a not very good anime adaptation, but I still recommend people watch it because it starts off really good, Soul Eater. It's got excellent, excellent representation of people in color in Soul Eater. And if, you know, you guys are kind of looking for a little bit more of that in, you know, a tasteful way that, you know, we're not a bunch of like gangbangers and shit, go ahead and give it a watch. Soul it can be a little ridiculous because, I mean, it's an anime.
Right.
But it's really good. I love
Soul Eater. Well, hold on. Speaking of ridiculous, because my second recommendation is so ridiculous and I love it so much. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to see it, but it's called Agretsuko.
Oh, Agretsuko. Oh, fuck
Agretsuko.
Yeah. I love that show.
And it's a little adorable.
You put a lot of Latino on
I did. Listen, I'm trying to make this as diverse. I'm trying to make everyone feel included here.
You
okay?
Just rolled those R's.
Rolling those messy. R's. And so it's about a little red panda. It's one of the Sanrio
Red panda,
characters.
I'm in.
Oh, she's adorable. And
that would
she works
way
in
up
this
your alley, Manera.
She works in this accounting firm.
I've seen this.
Yes.
I've seen this like two episodes. Yeah,
I am in love with
about.
This.
Yeah,
it is so her. Ridiculous that to have this like little mild mannered panda losing her shit
who
doing
sings metal.
Metal karaoke. But it's really, really entertaining. It's one of the ones that's very different than what I normally get into. But yeah, you should check that out.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
Yeah. And it's hilarious. It is very, very funny.
And going back to that, it is one of those that is drawn on a computer. It's not traditionally animated.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of throw something up in the air based on actually what Mike just said about that last anime.
Soul Eater. I was thinking about that as well.
Yeah. So Soul Eater, like you mentioned, like, you know, there's this manga. And honestly, a lot of these anime that we watch are based on manga. So for the ones that are manga based, do you guys feel like there is like you have to read the manga first before the anime is done? Or is it completely okay to be a fan of just the anime and not want to invest in the manga?
Absolutely not. Like, I don't feel like you have to read the manga. Like, it's not like comic books. They are comic books, but it's not like a superhero book where if you read the book, you'll know more when you see the movie because they're going to leave out a lot. I'm sure the same thing happens with manga and the translation to anime, but I feel like you can get just as much out of the anime. And I probably have someone who's going to stab me now because I've said this, but
right.
Yeah, I feel like you can just watch the anime.
They better pack
or.
A lunch because you've been eating those pistachios, so we know you're ready for a fight.
Good Lord.
Bitch. No, Michael, go ahead, Mike.
These are my views and I'll fight you.
Yeah, he's nuts for those views.
he's talking about the pistachios.
In most instances, you know, the anime tries pretty hard to like follow the manga to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there are a lot of times where it diverges. Or
do you want a pistachio, Maria? Or is that what you're?
Yeah, no, he can't. He's got to make it hot.
You snapped at me as if I was some dog, some beast in the street to eat my pistachios.
She was pawing at the nuts.
I knew it. Listen, it'll just be my podcast after a second. Michael, would you like to come back?
Welcome to Manera's podcast,
right.
Everybody.
Welcome
I'm going to be talking about my
corner.
Etsy page today.
Right. I don't have one. Michael, go on with your story, please. But you were saying?
What did you ask? I forgot my train of thought. I'm
manga
so
and whether, oh, like, right, are you right, a purist
right. or? Yeah, no. I mean, for the most part, they're going to be the same in a majority of cases. Whatever a little divergent isn't really enough for most people to say like one is significantly different than the other. Like Soul Eater is a good example of one that changes after a certain point. So basically what happens with Soul Eater and actually what happens with a lot of different anime is while a manga is ongoing, and an anime is started based on that manga, sometimes one will get to a point where the other isn't able to keep up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Soul Eater, they had reached a certain point where they were at where the manga was. And they were like, well, we don't want to stop and we don't want to do filler. So we'll just write an ending. And like the basically from that point onward was new stuff that they had written just for the show. Or in the manga, it goes a completely different direction.
Kind of a Game of Thrones situation.
Right, right.
Or Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yes, exactly like that. But there are a lot of situations like that with mm-hmm. a lot of different manga. It can sometimes be a hit. It can sometimes be a miss. It's not always better or worse in any one direction. Soul Eater is a direction I think it went worse, but you know, that's definitely not one for, it's not to say that's the rule for all of them. I mean, for example, I actually really like the Bleach anime a lot more than I like the Bleach manga,
mm-hmm.
Even though it got really stupid after a certain point in time. It was still a really fun ride. And, you know, kind of for a few of the reasons that we discussed earlier with talented voice acting, you know, good choices, good design choices as it pertains to actual animation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things like that. It made me enjoy it a little bit more. And a lot of people will feel one way or the other based on the content. Like, you know, there are people who love the manga Naruto infinitely more than they'll love the anime. And
yeah, I've heard that.
So, you know, it's a mixed bag. It's really whatever people are feeling.
Pretty much.
All right. So we had a bunch of recommendations and we can keep this going. But you guys were amazing. And we have a huge list of feedback from our listeners. So I think this is a good time to get into Manera's grab bag. Mike, you want to get in on these noises? Yeah, Mike,
I like
it.
Into Eric, it. Do you have anything?
Little
yeah.
laser beams for you.
No laser sounds. I hate you all.
Even an air horn?
Nope. You know, I can just put in an air horn, but
I don't want it.
It's not as much fun.
I like this.
Shut up.
Where's your heart?
Here's the, all right. Now go.
I don't like being told what to do.
That was your intro. You go.
All right. So from Gmail, Nimbus wrote us back. What up, Nimbus? None of the cute little taglines. They just got right to the point.
Oh.
It says, I hear this is going to be an anime episode, and I wanted to come in and ask a few things. So let's put our thinking caps on.
Oh, shit. All right.
How do you guys feel about how women are written in most animes? I will say, from my personal experience, that is one of the things that got me to just kind of shake it off and be like, nah, this isn't for me. I don't need my boobs to be out like that and fighting crime.
Yeah, this is an audio medium, so you couldn't see my cringe face when you asked that question. Yeah, it hasn't always been too flattering.
I think that though you are seeing a bit of an improvement mm-hmm. in the newer anime
mm-hmm.
Where the female characters, both in how they're drawn mm-hmm. and then also in the depth of the character, you're getting a lot more quality than and it's a better representation. It's still not good. Let's be very clear.
No,
about that.
But it goes back to things like any medium. Like once you actually have females or people of color in the writing room, then yeah, you'll see things start to change. When it's a bunch of straight mm-hmm. white dudes, or in this case, straight Japanese dudes.
Right.
That's what you're going to get. You're going to get from their perspective.
I feel like Seven Seed is a great example of that. Like mm-hmm. there's not just naked bitches all over the place, and you know the clothes that they wear make sense for the situation. Or Neo Yokio, which is another one where I feel like
fucking hilarious.
It's we'll talk about that, I'm sure. But I mean, just in how the female characters are represented.
You don't deserve this giant Toblerone.
You know, it's not just a bunch of naked bimbos running around waiting to be saved. And when you look at a lot of the older anime, that's exactly what every anime is either a half-naked woman waiting to be saved or a half-naked woman saving the world.
You don't have to raise your hand, Mike. You can just talk.
No, I wanted to, because I'm not trying to like step on her point because I do agree with her point. But as it pertains to old anime.
He said, fuck your point.
He did.
No. Just
he's not getting invited for Sunday dinner.
I want you to watch an anime called Slayers. It's one of my favorite animes ever. And it's about, it's a magical anime. It's like a big magical kingdom. And it's about this sorceress who just like travels around doing quests to like make money. But it's absolutely freaking hilarious. It's super witty. Definitely knows exactly what it is. The characters are really endearing. It's really good.
Are you'd they like naked though?
No.
Okay.
She's got like she's got armor on.
Okay.
She's wielding that
makes
a sword.
Me, that makes me feel better because if I want to look at boobs, I can look at my, own. I don't. Yeah. I don't need to.
Good. No, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it made me think of that, and I wanted to recommend it to you because I think you would like it. That.
And also, Eric, since you always being over there spicy and being an ass, I hope you're keeping track of all of these recommendations so that we can make sure they're in our show notes.
Who's got them pepper nuts?
Yeah, so did you enjoy your pistachio though?
It was delightful. Yeah. I might go snatch your damn bag.
Mike, you can have some pistachios and enjoy as many as you'd like.
So the next question is what are some popular animes that you feel are overrated? Theirs is Naruto.
It's not a
Naruto.
Vampire, it's not Nosferatu.
That's she loves that show though, so that's why she had to put that spin on it.
Is there a Nosferatu show? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. Time to not listen to our podcast.
It's not an anime.
It's behind.
Yeah, it's not an anime. It's a show on AMC.
Why are you here? It's ridiculous, but I like. If she I really need something it. In the background. I like Zachary Quinto, and I want him to do more things. I think he's a really good actor.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So back to Naruto.
Yes.
I have also heard from a lot of folks that it is overrated. But I'm just gonna go out there and say it. I think My Hero Academia is overrated. I have tried to get into it. I am like maybe 8 episodes in, and fuck Izuku, he's a whiny little biggity bitch. And I don't care how many superpowers All Might gives you, who's from what I see the best character on the show, you're a sniveling little bitch, and I don't know if I can watch 30 more episodes of you whining about having great superpowers. Like, I got it when
God
he
forbid
didn't
the 12-year-old have some emotions, huh?
Listen, I got it before he got the quirk. I completely understood why he was a whiny little bitch. But now that he has the quirk, stop whining and go be great. I'm sorry. I'm going to finish it, though, because
I
started
like,
it, but
like,
it is overrated.
I feel like Nimbus feels that same way. So just deep down in my soul, I feel like they
I know that there are some listeners,
it
Mad Monkey, I'm talking about
like
you.
700 episodes of Naruto.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, dude.
Or yeah. Naruto, however you want to fucking pronounce it.
I just don't understand how you're
Drop
supposed
a pin,
to be a ninja, but you're wearing a bright orange jumpsuit and you're running
around.
Yeah,
who
are
you hiding
like,
from? The sun?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's blonde.
Well... That's a whole nother conversation. So, I mean, do y'all think anything else is overrated? Because I think we all agree Naruto is a little overrated.
If we're
going to
fucking
definitely.
Get back into it, I will definitely talk about how shitty One Piece is because I goddamn hate it. All right.
Your tone seems very pointed.
I don't understand why the reindeer can live in the tropics all of it. He should be dead.
He got real extra.
What is this for? I know it's not for me.
There's a lot of One Piece fans.
I'm sorry. There's too many damn One Piece fans, and they all say the same shit. Oh, it's, everybody likes it, so obviously. No, it's not fucking good.
Too many One Piece stans.
I can't take one more piece of One Piece.
Ooh, okay. That. Anyways, right. Their last question is, how do we feel?
Hold on, Eric. Did you have one that you thought was overrated?
I was going to say Attack on Titan.
Oh, sorry.
I agree. Really? Attack on Titan is also super
like
overrated.
I know it's a little older now, but like for a year and a half period, everyone I talked to about anime asked me where I, like, had I started Attack on Titan. And I started it, and I watched a few episodes, and I fucking hated it. Well, it's too serious.
Yeah, I mean, the first season, it wasn't too bad. Like, I thought the first season was pretty cool, and then it just got way... Like, it got serious, but then too ridiculous.
I hated
the
characters. I hated the premise. I hated the fucking giant titans. I hated it all. I didn't like it at all. It's not for me, you guys. If it's your jam, then jam on. But for
No. Fuck that. I don't care if it's your jam or not. Fucking My Hero Academia is overrated.
Oh, you went back to yours.
Yes, if it is your jam, because I think you're taking a PC route here. Like, hey, listen, guys, it's not my jam.
No, I mean,
I think it's a little. No, fuck that.
Like
that show
like.
Is overrated. I don't care if you like it. Step your anime game up and experience some shit, because the show is not. That little boy is a whiny bitch, and no one should want to watch
you,
that for
you
episodes
see what,
on
you
end.
See what the pistachios do?
I would just like to Bring tell.
I don't need
I would just like to tell my boyfriend that I did not pay anyone to say this. I did not coach anyone to say this. this is their feeling.
Again, if that's your jam.
I have had four people literally in conversation. I just had this conversation last night with a relative who was like, no, trust me. Stick with it.
It's the hot anime.
It's going to get better. It's going to get good. And I could, because I love this
person. It's what One Piece Man was. I mean, One Punch Man was last year.
Yeah. And the same thing. One Punch Man was entertaining. Meh.
I watched the first two episodes and was like, I don't like this at all.
I don't think it was like this earth-shattering anime. Like,
no, but that is definitely like a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Like anime fans, when they like an anime,
they stand for it.
They want to make sure you know they like that anime.
Yeah, and you know, I get it. Who doesn't like sharing the things that they like with people with
that's
shared
facts,
interests?
Yeah.
My Hero Academia
that
sucks
boy is literally
balls.
A walking condom and can't touch the fucking ocean, but yet and still decides to spend his whole
life. And he went back to One Piece.
One Piece. Ocean. It doesn't make any sense. He can't. Zoro shouldn't be able to hold a sword in his mouth and slash it that hard. His neck's not that strong.
So their last question is
bullshit.
Nimbus over here just starting all the drama.
You see what you started, Nimbus?
Sorry,
Nimbus. Shame on you.
They aren't even pirates.
Meanwhile, I feel like Nimbus is over there, like, yeah, I did. Let the world burn. Their last question is, how do we feel about bland male main character tropes? Well,
ooh.
Goku.
What do you mean? They're the ones that get all the bitches.
I say, you mean 80% of anime?
Right. Yeah. I'm, you know how I feel.
I believe that was also one of the main reasons I couldn't get into Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Eren is super boring.
Yeah.
I think that's the main reason, though, I absolutely love Neo Yokio. Because Kaz is the fucking worst. He doesn't follow any of these normal tropes. And I just keep watching.
He's so emotional. And I think that's what I love about
it. But he's emotional in this weird, elitist, like disconnected from the real world type of way. And it's so different than most male characters.
It's one of those things, like when I recommend Neo Yokio, I let people know I hate Jaden Smith. But I feel like no one else could play this character. And I love him for this character.
It's so amazing.
It is. It's such a good character. Dude.
Yeah.
It's
plus, really if you're a fan of Deezus and Mero, they play his two best friends.
Yeah.
Okay, because I kept listening to Lionel's voice. Like, why does he sound so familiar?
Yeah. It's written by the lead singer of, what was it, My Vampire Weekend? And they're best friends with him.
Oh.
So he cast them as the two, was it Gottlieb and I forget the other one's name. But yeah, it is Deezus and Mero.
Yeah, so I got a hot take for you. All right. Neo Yokio is not overrated. You should watch it because it gives you some levels to some shit you're not used to as a POC. And if you think it's overrated, go fuck yourself.
I think it's underrated. Right.
I think it's underrated.
People,
definitely.
Yeah, I think most too. People. No more pistachios for that woman.
Plus, it's got a really like high caliber vocal cast. It's got Susan Sarandon. Holy it's got shit. Fucking. Yeah.
Is that Agatha? Is she doing?
Yeah. Oh, Susan Sarandon. It's got what's name? Gandalf. Young Gandalf. You know who I'm talking about.
Who is Young Gandalf?
Young Gandalf from fucking Harry Potter.
From the show. Young Gandalf. Gandalf.
First of all, Gandalf is not from Harry Potter. And I thought, God damn it, I thought that's who you meant. I thought you meant Dumbledore.
I meant Dumbledore.
Let you hang yourself.
They're the same white man. Never mind.
No, they're not. Jude Law.
Jude Law.
You talk about my bae?
Jude Law is the robot.
You just disrespected my bae
also,
and called
him
young fucking Gandalf?
Same thing.
Give me another pistachio.
I was like, we've never
so I can
really
hit him in the
seen
face
Gandalf
with it.
Very young. Like, he's
you mean eat it
because
you're about
old.
To eat it? Yeah, shut up. Yeah,
go
young
on.
Dumbledore,
yes.
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
As well as Jason Schwartzman.
Really?
Yeah, he's the other one on the leaderboard of the Bachelors.
Yeah. The blonde guy. I can't think of his name.
Yeah. There's a lot of high quality vocal cast in there, so
yeah. You guys, hey, Mad Monkey, why don't you leave My Hero Academia alone?
Watch Neo Yoko. It's only like seven episodes in a movie.
Don't listen to
it. Not a movie, but
My
like
Hero
a
is
special.
Fun.
I did it.
And if you do want to watch something new, watch Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba because you know you love it.
Mad Monkey, he's
not going to remember that name.
Mad Monkey, you do whatever you want.
I always recommend it to him when I see him.
Just write it on a piece of paper and throw it at him when you see him.
Yikes! Don't do that. That's not nice.
I like that idea.
He'll pick it up and read it and go, oh, what's that?
Pistachios are delicious.
You gotta stop.
I'm putting them away. No more.
I only had two.
Everyone got very
more.
Aggressive.
This legit is a kangaroo court. And I can't deal with it. And you three kangaroos.
This is why I bring my own snacks.
Anyways, going on Instagram, Jinkies wanted to give you a thanks for recommending Full Metal Alchemist
Brotherhood
to her.
I know she was watching the original first, and I was like, stop! Don't do that!
Yeah. Don't do that to
Watch
yourself.
Brotherhood, though the original is trash.
She was doing that. So thank you from her. Now going to Facebook, y'all wrote a lot. And I ain't got the time. So I'm just going to thank y'all.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, no. we do, but this episode would be like 2 hours.
Right. I'm just going
to. If we got into every single one.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it under 90 minutes and we're getting close.
I will say some of y'all made some really good recommendations. Yes. Yeah, on the Facebook page.
I mean, so if you, again, shout out to this y'all. Would be another reason where if you follow us, like the Facebook page and you can read everyone's recommendations.
Yeah, and talk with each other because that's also awesome. Yeah. I do have a question based on the Facebook page. Mike, I don't know if you saw it ahead of time. Are you familiar with Machiko and Hatchin? Because I was not, and then when I went and read the summary of what it's about, I was like, oh my god, that's amazing. Like,
I don't know. I wasn't sure if that was like two recommendations
yeah. It's one show. It's based in South America, and basically one of them is a criminal, but she had a relationship with the father of the other one, and they hook up because the daughter is being like abused by foster parents or whatever, and then they like go on this quest to like find the dad, and it's like two women of color in South America like doing their thing. And I'm not surprised by who recommended it.
J.M.
I know J.M. And so I can see how this particular anime would like speak to her soul. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was very excited. Like, I'm going to pick it up because once I read the summary, I was like, this sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, that one is really, really good. I don't know anybody who's watched it that hasn't enjoyed it. I haven't watched it yet just because I really just hate myself and don't give myself enough time to watch the things people recommend to me.
I like that.
There's a lot to really watch.
Good. Yeah. So I wanted to shout out Jasir, thank you. Brian, thank you. John Muggle, thank you. Chris,
We had a lot of recommendations for Bleach, and I've always heard Bleach is kind of a division between anime fans.
So,
like, some people love it, some people want it to burn for infinity.
The problem is Bleach was really, really, really good up to a certain point, and then it just got super dumb. Most people would kind of agree that if you want to watch Bleach or if you want to read Bleach, stop right after the Aizen arc.
Yeah, right, I say even one of the people on Facebook, Dwight, recommends Bleach, but even says even despite the ending.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because it's really stupid.
Jeez.
It gets very ridiculous. There's a whole lot of like the anime power creep BS that kind of makes people think anime is too ridiculous to like.
Kind of like Dragon Ball.
Kind of like Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I mean, because there are a lot of people that either love Dragon Ball or they fucking hate it. Like, they want no parts of it.
I mean, I get it.
I don't get it because Dragon Ball's amazing, but Dragon Ball's amazing to me.
So, like, I really, really like Dragon Ball. A lot of people don't like Dragon Ball Z there was too much of a split between the storytelling aspects of Dragon Ball and, like, the just action and over the top, like, power up.
Like Superman. seven episodes between Frieza and Goku. Also,
it was a big tonal change between Dragon Ball.
Super big tonal change. Because Dragon Ball was very like jovial. It was kind of silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a fun anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe universally everyone just hates Dragon Ball GT.
Yes. I mean,
if you know someone who loves Dragon Ball GT, you just should unfriend stop them being in their life. Friend because they're a garbage person.
I know one guy who actually really, really likes GT. I don't talk about Dragon Ball.
Yep, I would not.
I just think it's telling that at least, well, no, all four of us agree that we are Dragon Ball fans, mm-hmm. and no one mentioned GT.
Yeah, no one
that was for
GT.
A reason, boys and girls. Like, ugh.
Like, you already had Goten. Why did you have to make Goku a kid?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. Sorry.
It's one of those things where I believe even Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, was like, that ain't me. That wasn't me, y'all.
Can I give an honorable mention that's actually not anime, but I watched recently and I'm just absolutely in love with and can't wait till the next season? Castlevania. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. Castlevania
is really good.
I think Castlevania is drawn by a Japanese company. I might be wrong about this.
The animation is drawn, but it's not.
I know it is written by an American. It's written by Warren Ellis, who is a very famous comic book writer. It's one of my favorites. But it is written and
Have you watched it yet?
I haven't finished it. I've watched a little bit of the first season.
Good. It's
and I've
so
heard nothing
good.
But amazing really things about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, if you want to take a break from your anime binge but still want to watch some animation.
Yeah, if you want great animation, you know, things like that, things like Avatar The Last Airbender, She-Ra.
I haven't seen the new Voltron series.
She-Ra is really good.
Yeah, some people think it's a little spearheady, but I think those people just don't like women.
Yeah, those are the same guys who are like, what? She doesn't wear a bustier anymore and dress like a stripper. No, she dresses like a child who became a god and now fights people.
Right.
But spicy still wants tape. To be comfortable.
Also, I started Steven Universe this week. Had never seen it before.
Yeah.
Steven Universe is one of those shows
so
that
adorable.
It'll give you the feels.
Like I keep telling people, man, don't expect Steven Universe to like be some typical boy cartoon or whatever. Right,
it's kind of like Adventure Time where like it mm-hmm. will the feels will come at you out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I just think I want to cosplay as Amethyst.
It's a great show. Avoid the toxic fandom.
Yes.
There is a very big toxic like overtone to people who enjoy. Mm-hmm. Not everyone, but there you know, there's always a group of people.
Which right. I think is very funny because of
it's a show about inclusivity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's
a very heavy gatekeeper. Yeah. Gatekeeping.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I'm so glad that you said that because in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, and our non-binary fans as well, because I want to be very inclusive about that.
You have been watching
that.
Steven Universe, huh?
Listen, we can have a whole conversation about that, but that's in a whole nother episode. In 2 weeks, we will be talking about toxic fandom. You know, we'll be putting some stuff up, obviously, on our social media because we really want to get your input. Because watching the show, like Steven Universe, I would have never thought that there was any type of toxic fandom. I was like, oh, this is so cute. Like, never in a million years would I have thought like there was a possibility that I could have a conversation with someone.
Just go Google Steven Universe toxic and you will see all the stories about people harassing fans, people like
it's one of those things where people feel like
and it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. But they feel like it just has to be done either their way or the highway.
Ownership.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. People take ownership.
In a way, yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like if you aren't able to fit a specific mold, which is kind of ironic for the mm-hmm. fan base. But yeah, if you aren't able to like be the specific thing that should be a Steven Universe fan, XYZ. You know,
coming for you, Star Wars.
A little bit of shtick.
Yeah. Oh, no. We've got plenty of Star Wars stuff to talk about, too.
Oof.
But that's upcoming as well.
Yeah. All right. So. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Eric M, J.M, and J.M, or John M, not John Muggle. Fuck you. And Dwight B. Thank you. Sorry. I just wanted to finish. We got in the middle, and I wanted to finish them. Sorry. I wanted you guys to be heard.
Yes. No. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. And, you know, if you're listening and you're not one of these people, because, you know, we only have like 3 fans anyway. So if you're the fourth fan. And
well, me. As they also, Jasir, Eric with a K, and Chris K.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if Manera mentioned those, but yeah.
No.
Jasir was the top of the list.
Jasir off the break was like, oh, you guys want some anime? I got some anime for your
not to put anybody on blast, but he actually followed the request that mm-hmm. I put on there.
Yeah.
Like he was like, oh, top anime and anime that gives you the feels. Yeah. So
thank you
for reading. Hold on.
Did you get KB's off of Twitter? Because
no,
KB, KB
I'm
had
horrible
one,
at Twitter. I'm so sorry.
And his was Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh my God. Oh, yes. Oh, so
are you all right there, Mike?
Guys, we lost Mike.
So anybody who knows me knows that I love old anime. Like all of my absolute favorite series are like at least from 80 and onward. But Yu Yu Hakusho was phenomenal, man. Oh my God. Great storytelling. Amazing freaking characters. Awesome, awesome art style. The theme song is freaking great. Like, if you don't still sing Smile Bomb now, you're crazy. I mean, Yu Yu Hakusho is amazing. Everybody should watch Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, he mentioned that, and he also brought up Gundam. So, the original... Oh, no, I think he brought up Gundam Wing as one of his as one of his favorites. It was like a reply, because I know Eric's like, where was that?
Yeah,
I know. It was like a reply tweet, and I saw it, and I wrote it down. I was like, I got to make sure, but since everybody did it on Facebook, mm-hmm. I was like, well, we have a Twitter. We should probably be better about checking it, so let me make sure I grab it there, too.
Listen, you guys know I only check what my future husband, baby father, Chris Evans is doing.
Oh, my God.
What up, Chris?
Every episode.
Yeah, listen, did Eric get to do his baby father? He did? Okay.
Who's
great.
More involved? Oh my God. I work just with saying. Children. Wow.
One of them's got an Oscar and a walk on the
you
hall.
Shut your mouth. From, you, know, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
The other one is affectionately known as America's Ass.
Christopher.
I don't think his ass is that great.
It's a white guy's ass.
It is a white guy's ass. Yeah. I need some.
He's not fluffy and huggable like Guillermo del Toro.
No, he's not. And I don't know if he'll ever.
What are we doing?
I mean, this is not that kind of podcast.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good question, though.
Yeah, no. I mean, famously, I don't hug. I would hug Guillermo del Toro. I would hug that man for.
You hug Chewbacca.
Yes. And I almost cried hugging Chewbacca. And it wasn't even a good Chewbacca, honestly. But
I think you would cry if you hugged
Guillermo. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I would spill my heart to Guillermo del Toro, and hopefully we would be best friends, and he would invite me to his birthday party.
No, oh, my God, Eric. Are you serious?
Yep. All day.
No, I would love to have my neighbor del Totoro.
Yep. Come over all the time. That is what he told the little girl who played the actress in Pacific Rim. The child version that in the flashback she couldn't pronounce his name correctly, so yeah. he was like, you know Totoro, well, you just call me Del Totoro. So
okay, now I want to give him a hug. God damn it, Eric. No, I know what you're doing right now. This is not gonna work.
He's America's sweetheart.
Don't you worry, Chris. You still got a place in my heart.
Anyway, as we wrap this up, do you guys have any final thoughts?
No, I've got a lot to unpack and a lot so to much watch. To watch. Yeah.
Apparently, don't watch One Piece.
Yeah, don't watch One Piece.
No. Or My Hero Academia.
All right, okay.
But do watch Gintama and Bobo and anything with a giant robot.
Are you making that up? Did you
These
make that
are
last
now
one
new
up?
Things that you're no, bringing
no,
up.
No, that's an actual
anime. Bobo is a real anime.
Yes. And it's
I will
one
take
of the
your word for
things
it.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm gonna tone it down a bit. Watch My Hero Academia, all of you. Watch it from beginning to end, so that then we can all rag on it together because he's a bitch. All right.
Oh my god.
That's my final.
Or you can make your own opinions.
Right. No. My opinion on this one is right. All right, guys.
Jeez,
well,
want to talk about toxic masculinity some more,
right?
It's those pistachios. I'm telling you.
It might have been the two
it's
pistachios.
Not just the gentlemen that are toxic.
Okay. Here's the thing. And this is the last thing I'll say. I just want him to stop freaking out every 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, no time. He's literally like 12. It's cool.
Okay, maybe you're right. All right. I'm going to hold to it till I finish it.
Hold to it.
I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I am mature enough that if it really is as great, fuck you. If it really is as great as everybody's trying to convince me it is, I will come back and I'll say, guys, you know, when we did our very first anime episode, I was wrong. It actually is really good. But for now, I said what I said.
Listen, yeah. I know we've got one listener that's waiting in the wings for that. I was wrong, guys.
No. I will say one last thing. Like, you know, again, back to the dubs versus subs thing. Don't let anybody give you shit if you prefer dubs.
Yeah.
Over subs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, watch it. Enjoy how you watch it.
It's not like you're watching a live action movie and there's a dub and the lips don't match. If you're watching an anime, like, they can make the lips match because it's not a real person.
Yeah.
So get over yourself, fucking subs community. Fight Oof. Me.
Yeah, those salt and okay, Hot maybe take. We need to stay away from the salt and pepper
I'm
pistachios.
Fine. I haven't had any, and I am regular Maneer.
Normally, I get guys. The sweet chili. Amazing. Just saying.
All right.
This has been Eric's pistachio recommendation.
Pistachio. Yep. Please sponsor us.
All right, guys. First and foremost, we want to really thank Mike for joining us today.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
Hopefully, you will come back. Like, this is not our last anime episode, but rather our intro into anime episode. So I'm pretty sure we'll let you come back on and shit on One Piece again.
Yeah, I'll try to come back and know what I'm talking about a little bit more.
As I say, we've probably either made a lot more fans or made a lot more enemies.
Oof.
I mean, I'm okay with both.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to like me. I'll still fight you.
Come
in
at
the
me,
streets.
Straw hats.
Just saying. All jokes aside, though, we also want to thank you guys for listening. As always, if you like the episode, please rate us, drop a review, and subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends and all of that good stuff. Hold on. Before I finish up with our handles, and I'd like for Eric to include this in the show notes, we got some feedback this week from another new podcast called The Trailers Podcast, and really talking about how they enjoyed our take on representation and inclusion and the importance of supporting other minority groups. Mm-hmm. And I personally have had an opportunity, I think you guys have had an opportunity too, to check out their podcast. And
the Mulan and Farewell review was chef's kiss.
If you guys get a chance, check them out. They exclusively talk about movies, but they're very thorough, very insightful. They curse a lot less than we do.
I don't fucking know what you're talking about. Giggly and bibbly as us. They give you the facts.
They stay on topic, and it's really, really good.
The Film Trailers podcast. Yes. I'll put a link in the show notes as well.
Yeah, definitely check them out. Also, for us, you can, if you're not already on our Facebook page.
Should we say that they are Asian Americans?
Yes, all three. Yes. Derek, Alex, and Jeff, the guys that host the Film Trailers podcast. And their most recent episode is about Asian representation in film. And
it's a fantastic episode.
They also review The Farewell, which we're all planning on seeing this week as well.
We want to get our cry on. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, check them out.
Yes,
you guys, we'll link all of their handles in our show notes as well. You can always check us out, like Munir said, on the Facebook page, where it's a great place to interact with other listeners. Also on Twitter or Instagram, our handle hasn't changed. It's still at Concentrated Pod. Mike, while you're here, you know, folks want to connect to you and tell you how much of a shitbird you are for knocking One Piece. How can they do that?
Yeah, where can the One Piece stands, like, just virally and toxically come at you?
They could at least buy me dinner first before you try to fuck me like that. You guys are welcome to follow me on Twitter. You guys can send all of your One Piece hate to at Dissexicon. That's me.
You going to spell that?
I'll put it in the show notes.
They can sound it out.
Yeah, they can sound it out. If you see Kawaiian Punch, just know that's your guy. You guys can go and drop me a follow if you like. Be glad to discuss more anime or pretty much anything with you guys.
Awesome.
Yay.
All right. And then lastly, if you want to send us any questions, you can do that really two ways. If you're not into the social media thing, one, you can send us an email at concentratedpodcast@gmail.com, or you can drop us a voicemail or a text to 301-431-4393. That is our new phone number for you guys to tell us how much we suck. And that's it for this week, guys.
Are we doing live calls? That would be cool.
No, live calls.
We can get voicemails and play them.
Yeah, leave a message.
I think all of our fans are pretty old. Like, I don't think we have any young fans because nobody's using that thing.
Well, I don't think most people use their telephones to actually talk to people.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm really hoping to get that one raged out message from Mad Monkey.
Me too.
Because I just shitted on his show.
I'm just waiting for one rando One Piece stand to call and be like, what the fuck? You don't know what you're talking about.
That guy
Mike's a fucking idiot.
He's not here anymore.
Bring it
Sorry.
On. Let me talk to you some more about the super great villain, Buggy the Clown, whose power is to fall apart.
Oh my God.
Fucking awesome.
Oh my God. That's it for this week, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Peace.
Have a good week.
Later.